Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Steelcase Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Ernst & Young. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kanav Khanna from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Good evening, everyone. We welcome you all to Steelcase Limited's earnings call to discuss the Q3 and nine-month FY25 financial results. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Chetan Tamboli, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rushil Tamboli, Whole-time Director, Mr. Subash Sharma, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Umesh Bhatt, Company Secretary. Please note that a copy of the disclosures is available in the investor section of the website as well as on the stock exchange. Further, a detailed safe harbor statement is given on page number 26 of the investor presentation of the company. Please note that anything said on this call which reflects the outlook of the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Now, that being said, I shall hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Tamboli for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Kanav. A very good evening to everyone on this call. We welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Steelcase to discuss the company's performance during the quarter and nine-month ended December 31st, 2024. We concluded our board meeting yesterday and uploaded the financial results as well as the investor presentation on the stock exchanges. I believe you must have got a chance to go through the same. I want to start with an update about global economic scenario, and then we'll discuss about our company's performance. According to the latest World Economic Outlook, it is anticipated that world economic growth will maintain a steady pace of 3.3% in 2025 and 2026, consistent with the predictions they made in their October 2024 outlook. This stability is due to an increase in growth expectations for the United States, which compensates for reduced forecasts in other regions. The global scenario seems a bit uncertain amid policy uncertainty and supply chain disruptions due to ongoing tensions between various nations. Amid all this, our domestic market is seeing good traction, and our balanced mix of exports and domestic segment hedges our geoeconomic and geopolitical risk. Now, let me highlight the financial performance for the current quarter vis-à-vis that of the preceding quarter, Q2 FY25. During Q3 FY25, the revenue from operations was 101.8 crores, a 34% growth from 75.9 crores in Q2 2025. In volume terms, there was an increase of 32% vis-à-vis Q2 FY25. EBITDA, excluding other income during the quarter, was at 28.3 crores, a 45% growth from rupees 19.6 crore in Q2 FY25. EBITDA margin was at 27.8%, an increase of 200 basis points from 25.8% in Q2 FY25. PBT during the quarter was rupees 25.8 crore, a 44% growth from rupees 17.9 crore in Q2 FY25. This translated to a PBT margin of 25.4%, an increase of 180 basis points vis-à-vis Q2 FY25. PAT during the quarter was rupees 19.2 crore, a 45% growth from rupees 13.3 crore in Q2 FY25. PAT margin remained at 18.19%, an increase of 140 basis points vis-à-vis Q2 FY25. During Q3 FY25, the revenue from operations was at 101.8 crores, a 13% growth from rupees 90.3 crores in Q3 FY24. In volume terms, there was an increase of 16% vis-à-vis Q3 FY24. EBITDA, excluding other income during the quarter, was at rupees 28.3 crores, a growth of 4% from rupees 27.3 crores in Q3 FY24. EBITDA margin was at 27.8%, well above our usual guidance of 21%-22%. PBT during the quarter was rupees 25.8 crores, a 10% growth from rupees 23.4 crore in Q3 FY24. PBT margins stood at 25.4%. PAT during the quarter was rupees 19.2 crores, a 10% growth from rupees 17.4 crore in Q3 FY24. PAT margin was 18.9%. At this juncture, let me share with you the CAGR snapshot of last 5 years. Revenue from operations have grown to 19.6%. EBITDA, excluding other income, has grown to 33.1%. EBIT, excluding other income, has grown to 47%. PAT has grown by 75%. The domestic and export share of total sales is 55% and 45% respectively during Q3 FY25, and it is 51% and 49% respectively for 9 months FY25. As you all are aware, since our Q4 24 con call, we anticipated subdued quarters Q1 FY25 and Q2 FY25. We had also anticipated that we will have an uptick in volumes from Q3 FY25 onwards. Our above guidance proved actually correct, as explained above. This has happened due to liquidation of inventory in North America, Europe and India reaching to saturation. Hence, we are very much optimistic and anticipate further improvement performance in Q4 FY25 and subsequent quarters. On the balance sheet side, we continue to be zero debt company since the past 3 years. Being debt free along with maintaining a good margin profile has been the two key reasons behind our high return ratios. Our annualized ROCE is recorded at 27% and ROE for the same period is 20%. To meet the ongoing demand, our capacity utilization has increased to 50% in Q3 FY25 versus 40% in Q2 FY25. Looking at our growth trajectory, we are on track to reach full capacity by FY27-28. From that point onwards, we will increase our capacity in a calibrated and phased manner. Talking a little bit about the moats of our company at this juncture, we can confidently say that the culmination of entry barriers, such as high replacement cost of plant and machinery, strong R&D and technical capabilities, customer loyalty spending over decades while maintaining high margins, and our recent foray into green energy puts us in a sweet spot that newer companies may find it difficult to imagine. Also, our plans to increase our footprint in 18 plus countries in the next few years will put us in an accelerated growth path. Our team at Steelcast has worked tirelessly to achieve this level of success, and we as a team are proud of our accomplishments. I want to take this opportunity to extend my heartfelt gratitude to our dedicated employees whose contributions have been the cornerstone of our success. Their commitment and perseverance have been instrumental in achieving goals. Last but not the least, we are pleased to inform you that we are putting up 2 additional renewable power plants for our captive consumption, one being 1.15 megawatt solar power plant in Capex mode and other being 2.1 megawatt in hybrid power plant in group captive mode. This is to cater to additional demand of power coming from increasing volumes from now onwards. This will further reduce our carbon footprint and will lead us towards our commitment of being carbon neutral company by 2030. It is needless to say that these 2 plants will be financed through our own internal accruals. Meanwhile, it is worth taking a note that our 2 existing renewable power plants are in the desired savings. With that being said, I would like to open the floor for questions, and I request the moderator to kindly do the needful. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Harshal Solanki from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi team, good afternoon. I have a couple of questions. First is, sir, if you can update us on the railroad components. We had some issues, and have we been able to solve those issues, or we have located the problem? If you can update us on this part.
Yeah, can you please ask your just ask all the questions and I'll respond one after the other.
Okay. So the second is the order book for the Q4 and anything on the next year also if you can share. Third question is there is a other expense you have stated in the notes of 2.31 crores regarding a case court which we lost. So can you highlight what was the case and do we expect any more expense on account of the litigation? Yeah, these are my three questions. I have more. I'll get back in the.
Yeah, as regard to our product development for the railroad industry, we have developed a total of 7 parts, and out of 7, 1 part is giving us problem. We are not getting the desired life and what we should get. So the railroad industry, the serial supply which was to start from Q3 onwards, I should say it was to accelerate from Q3 onwards, probably will be delayed by maybe 2 more quarters. So that's 1 point. The second point on the railroad industry, this market is very, very competitive. So we are now trying to focus on the other industry vertical. We have not decided 100% on what we should do, whether we should continue railroad or diversify into some other segments. We will take a call in the next few months' time. But the focus on railroad is there. But whether we should continue pursuing this line or change course, we'll decide then in the next 2 months. In case of order book for Q4, it's about 144 crores as of now. And as you know, in our type of business model, the form orders are for about 90 to 100 days. And then each month they are replenished by the following month. Your third question was about other expenses. So let me give you a background. There was one litigation going on. And the litigation is still going on. So we've been told by the court in US to deposit this amount of rupees 2.31 crores. We have deposited this amount. The case is still going on. It has not gone against us, but as a measure of prudent financial norms, we made provisions in our profit and loss account so that there is no liability on the company going forward. And in case we win the case, which we are very hopeful, then at that point of time, this money will come as other income. And the liability is also crystallized. There is no other additional amount which needs to be paid even if we lose the case. But as I said, we are quite optimistic in winning the case. And we thought, it's good to provide this and forget this liability. Next question, please.
Sir, just clarifications on both parts. This 144 crore is to be executed over 90 days, safe to assume?
See, these are orders on, and some orders out of this may be going into the next financial year. So these are orders on hand, I should say. Some part will go into the next financial year. Now, I can't say because of the SEBI regulations and all what is the likely top line in Q4. So, but we, as I said earlier in my speech, that we will have improved performance in Q4 compared to Q3.
Okay. Got your point. Sir, on the delay part, you said the competition is high and we may reconsider. So what has changed? Because we thought this was a very large opportunity for us and we had the approvals. So, but now you're saying that we may have to reconsider. So can you elaborate more? Because this is a little bit confusing.
No, in fact, there are plenty of opportunities also available in different industries. So as we keep moving forward, we keep exploring opportunities. Now, if there is another industry where the opportunities are much better and the pricing is much better and the past we supply are better in terms of margins, we would do some course correction. And the course correction is in the interest of the company. So even if there are large volumes available, we may change course going forward. And if there are opportunities where the margins are better, one should reconsider the original strategy. I'm not saying this is what we are going to do, but we may consider this going forward.
Understand your point, sir. Can you, if possible, can you throw any highlights on which industries you are considering, just preliminary idea?
I think we would be better placed to, you know, talk about the new industry maybe in the next Q4 quarter call, when things would be crystallized and we also know what is the direction we are moving forward. So we'll talk then. I think it's too premature to really specify the industry where we are trying to focus.
Okay, got your point, sir. Thanks for your answers. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chaitanya Sharma from TradeWalk Research LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Congratulations on the good set of numbers. My first question is, how is the company planning to diversify its clientele? Even in the previous quarter, you had mentioned that you're planning to cultivate new customers. Has there been any progress on this front or any breakthroughs, if you can shed some light on that? My second question is, where are you looking to close this year in terms of revenue and EBITDA, and what are your growth projections for next year? And if you could give a segment-wise revenue contribution.
So, in case of, you know, broadening customer base, we have made some inroads. I will share, maybe in the next quarter's time, but due to confidentiality reasons, you know, we don't give customer names or customer names on the investor calls, as we don't know who are participating. So, but I can tell you that our customer base has been broadening, you know, as we keep moving forward. We have doubled our customers over the last 7 to 8 year period. And this will be an ongoing effort. The number of customers from 27, 8 years back has gone to almost 45+. In terms of number of parts, what we've been making before was about 142, which we now do on a monthly basis, about 250 different parts. Number of industries, what we used to do in the past is 5 to 6 end user industries, which we are doing about 9 now. So that's been our constant endeavor and to, you know, de-risk ourselves as much as possible. Now, your second question about revenue, EBITDA, I don't think the SEBI rules will, you know, permit us to give you absolute numbers. But I, as I said,
I'm not asking for absolute numbers. I'm just asking for growth figures from last year to this year.
So last financial year, FY 2024 to FY 2025, because of the subdued, the first two quarters, there will be degrowth in sales. There will be degrowth in profits also. And that's the reason about the because of the subdued first two quarters of current financial year. But if you see from now onwards, Q3 onwards, on an annualized basis, we'll do far better than what we will do in FY 2024.
Right. My next question was, is the solar plant, are you in any way planning to make the solar plants contribute to the revenue in the future, or is it just from a cost reduction point of view?
It's absolutely from cost reductions point of view. And as far as our ESG initiatives are concerned, we wanted to be carbon neutral by 2030. So this will be our constant endeavor, that we keep on adding this and do cost savings. the cost savings between these two power plants of 1.15 megawatt and 2.1 megawatt put together is about 3.25 megawatt. We would have cost savings of about
4.5 crores.
So this will add to the bottom line once these are commissioned.
Right. My next question was, can you shed some light on what kind of capex are you planning to do in FY26, and the current utilizations are only at 50%. So at what point in time are you planning to do these capexes? And also if you could give some update on the your tank track orders, as you highlighted some issues in the previous quarter.
Can you complete your balance questions, please?
Yeah, that's it.
I think our capex in the next quarter will be... Sharmaji, what is the number?
Sorry?
Mr. Sharma, what is our capex number for FY26?
Around 27 crore, sir.
Yeah, so we'll invest 27 crore. This will be again mainly for debottlenecking and some purchase of land for our future investments in the company. So that put together is about 27 crores. The other question about this, the tracks for defense, we are waiting for government to float out new tenders. So once they come, we will take this forward.
Okay. Sir, my other question related to the capex question was, because you are at 50% capacity utilization now, at what point in time are you planning to invest more in your capex?
So what we have planned is our next year utilization is around between 60 to 65%.
Okay.
Maybe in the middle of FY27, we will take a call and trigger new capex. As the visibility becomes more clearer, we will then trigger this, and that too we'll do it in a phased manner.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rishabh from RBSA Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So, in the previous calls, we have been targeting a revenue of 1,000 to 1,200 crores by FY29-30. Are you confident that we will achieve that, sir? Is that on track, sir? As on date, the visibility that you have.
Okay. You have any more questions, or is only one?
Yeah, I just complete my questions. The second question was that strategy-wise, what additional capabilities or senior leadership team you would like to, have to build to achieve these revenues if you're targeting the same? And my third question was the new capex that you're planning in FY 26 or 27. So are these more value-added products than the current basket, or is it similar to one that you're currently doing in terms of realization per kilo?
Okay. Can you repeat your second question? You said something about strategy.
The second question was, if you're just planning to achieve 1,000 or 1,200 crores, that's a significant scale from what we're doing currently. So do we have to invest in some additional capabilities or, senior leadership team to achieve that revenue? So just a strategy level, question on the second one.
Yeah. So at full capacity, at the current input prices and sale prices, at full capacity, we may be reaching 850 crores. On the strategy for... to reach this target, targeted sale at full capacity, we don't need anything. We have an excellent top management team at Steelcast. Leadership qualities across the company has been excellent. And in terms of technology, R&D, application engineering, we have all the available tools required, so we don't need anything else. Now, regarding the new capex, we've been working on various options. So one option is to do the same thing and just increase capacities keeping in mind the China plus one strategy and opportunities we as a country and as a company we have. So one is that, and the second is to explore doing higher piece weights. You know, what we can do is up to 2.5 tons, but we're exploring to do something between 2.5 to 6 ton piece weight. So we are, you know, working on these areas. So as we move, maybe in the next 3-4 quarters, we might have some good visibility on one of these two options.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congratulations for the good results and also for delivering on your guidance of the recovery in the demand. Now, I have three set of questions. First is, sir, in your kind of setup, what is the optimum utilization possible in your facility? Just wanted a number. Is it 75, 80, 85, 90? That is the first question. Second, if you can give me the sales volume and tonnage for this quarter. And third would be, what is the market size for the components that we make in both the domestic and export market?
Repeat your third question, please.
I would like to understand the market size of the components that we make both for the domestic and export market.
Any more questions?
No, that's all.
Yeah. So in our kind of line, one can expect to reach anywhere between 90 to 95% capacity utilization. Okay. As we go more towards 95, it will be difficult to stretch this across the entire value stream of the company. So one should keep in mind that to go anything beyond between 90 and 95 will be very difficult. Anything between 90 to 95 is achievable. Now, sales volume in the current quarter is the 3,350 tons. Now, when you say market size of our components, now, you know, we do 250 different parts for about 9 end user industries, about 46 different customers, and that too in export and domestic market. It will be extremely, extremely difficult to, you know, gauge this. But but the product mix we are doing in India, the market size will be about, I would say, 40,000 to 45,000 tons. And abroad, for our kind of product mix, will be about, I think, anywhere from 250 to 300,000 tons worldwide other than India.
Right, sir. Right.
Thank you. Fine, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Harshil Solanki from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the phone. Sir, with regards to the ARR, we have the approval and we have the products also, barring one product. So are we trying to showcase our offerings to other railroads in other geographies, say Europe, and we can increase our revenues by doing so? Are we exploring such opportunities? And just the second question is, how is the domestic demand, if you can elaborate more on that? And wanted to understand just a basic question that when we say domestic is roughly 50%, is it pure the end vehicle is also sold in India, or the OEMs export that product abroad and we consider it as a domestic? If you can highlight it.
Yeah. And now, as you know, we are approved by American Association of Railroad. So what we plan to do is once we stabilize what we are doing, we will first approach other railroad customers in the US. So that's the first step. Once we do that, then comes opportunities in other parts of the world. But North America itself has got large opportunities. So if at all we continue pursuing the railroad line, it will be North America only for some more years. Your second question was about domestic demand. Now domestic demand have improved from October onwards. And I think we will have a good sustained positive scenario in terms of domestic demand going forward. The third question was now whoever we supply in India, they do export from their end, you know, mainly I believe to in Southeast Asia. But as far as we are concerned, these are domestic sales.
Okay, but do you have any rough idea if a large portion of their sales is exported or it would be difficult?
I think it'd be very difficult for us to really know that what part of sales of our customers are exports and what are domestic. We don't know. But I can surely say that some part of our sales, which we do to domestic customers, they are exported and mainly in Southeast Asia.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for answering.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Manish Goyal from Thinkwise Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. Sir, I have a couple of questions. First, on continuing on the domestic demand, would it be possible to give us perspective which segments are driving growth and how do you see it going forward, like in terms of is it mining, earth moving, construction, which segment is driving growth and how is the outlook from this? Second is, like you gave the total volumes of 3360, so what is the comparable number for quarter three and what is the volume breakup between domestic and exports? If you can give for quarter three and 9 months as well with comparable numbers, that should be very helpful. And also the 144 crore order book, if you can just split it between how much is domestic and how much is exports. Thank you so much.
Mainly in the domestic market, the uptick in demand is from mining industry, earth moving industry, and construction industry. So these are all OEMs in this end user segment.
Okay.
Now our Q3 volumes are, as I said, 3350 tons and roughly the split.
For Q3 it is 55 domestic?
55% domestic and 45% is exports.
Around 9 months, sir. 9 months. What is the volume we have achieved and comparable number and split between domestic and exports?
9 months. The total volume is 8510.
Okay. Versus how much is volume? Then, sir?
Domestic is 51 and export is 49.
And what was the previous 9 months number volume, sir?
It was 9077.
Sorry?
9077 last year.
Okay, okay. And sir, if you can reply to my third question on order book breakup of 144 crores?
No, roughly we don't have this numbers on hand as of now, the breakup of 144 crores. You can safely assume on a 50-50 basis.
Okay, so what it implies is that domestic, sorry, exports revenue uptick is likely to probably see in quarter four, because for last three, four quarters it has been declining. So, can we expect now exports to pick up going forward?
If you see historically, over last several years, our split between domestic exports swings between 60-40 or 40-60, you know, that's the range. And we want to aim at least on a 50-50 basis, but there will be swings of, you know, 10-15% on either side between domestic and exports. But we want to do 50% domestic, 50% exports, you know, just to de-risk and hedge ourselves. If you can send us an email on the split between 140 crore of exports between and domestic, we'll respond to you, please.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from BugleRock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. I just have one question. I wanted your view on the demand side in the construction equipment, so Europe and the US business. How do you see volume?
Sir, you are not audible clearly.
Audible now?
Hello?
Hello.
Just wait for one minute, please. Please go ahead.
I wanted your view on the demand side on the construction equipment segment. How has the demand seen in the US and the Europe business, and how do you see going ahead in the next three to four years?
In terms of the domestic market, India, we see a continuous growth in construction equipment industry with large infrastructure projects announced by state and central governments. This sector will definitely do well, and even from their industry perspective, they are projecting growth of 10% to 15% every year over the next three years' time. Now, in case of the demand for Aequi exports, we are not very sure, but with the reconstruction happening in Palestine and Ukraine, the construction equipment exports will also do well, is my prediction.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashok Shah from Eklavya Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Sir, we are planning to diversify in a replacement market. So what's the reason that we are diversifying, or it's to reduce the risk? And which industry or which area we are going to enter in a replacement market? And secondly, it's our margins. Sir, second question is regarding margins. So do we expect a higher margin?
The reason for diversifying into replacement market is the replacement market is reasonably less volatile compared to the OEM market. And so this is probably to, you know, as part of our de-risking process. And the margins in the replacement market are relatively lower than the OEM business. But in spite of lower margins, we still want to pursue this to broad base our end user industries and also to de-risk ourselves.
So it will be in export also or local only?
We are focusing on exports only.
Okay, okay. So thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Atharva Sheldar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Question. So first one is, I just want to understand the size of opportunity for the all the segments you are working in, earthmoving industry, mining and cement and steel plants. And second is, your capacity utilization is 50%. So when it will go above 90%? Third is related to your guidance, your guidance of 1,200 crore by FY 2029 and 2030. So is it possible, sir? And last one is your growth guidance for the next year. Thank you, sir.
See, as I think this question was asked by somebody, and I said the size of opportunity in our kind of product mix is about 250,000-300,000 tons worldwide. In India is about 50,000-60,000 tons in India, our kind of product mix. I also said that at full capacity, the current capacity, we can do probably top line of 800-850 crores, right? And which will be by we are aiming to reach will be around 2027-2028. And what was your third question? I'm forgetting.
The guidance that you gave, 1,200 crore top line by FY 2029 or 2030 something.
So that number is not 1,200. It is about at full capacity, our top line will be about 800-850 crores.
Okay. And
The guidance for the next financial year, I think I've already said that the current quarter performance. I am saying that we'll have an improved performance in Q4 and much improved performance in the entire FY 2026, much better than what we would end up doing in FY 2025.
Okay, so roughly we will say 15%-20%. Am I right, sir?
I think the present laws don't permit us to give those kind of absolute numbers. But
Okay.
it will be a healthy growth, and I feel investors might be happy what we may perform.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
So I want to thank each and every one on this call for being part of our earnings call and participation in this call. We appreciate your support and trust in us. We hope we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, please do not hesitate to reach out to our investor relations advisor, Ernst & Young, and they will connect with us offline. I want to again thank to Ernst & Young for organizing this investor call, and hope to speak to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Ernst & Young, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.